Hello, I'm Malcolm Cox. In the Northwest London Christian Church, we're preaching and teaching through the book of Hebrews. Those lessons can't cover all the details, of course, so these podcasts are giving a bit more information. And today we're in Hebrews chapter 4, verse 14. It reads, "Therefore, since we have a great high priest who has gone through the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold firmly to the faith we profess." Here again, the writer has an emphasis on Jesus as the great high priest, which he will develop a lot more in the subsequent chapters. He emphasizes the fact that Jesus is not just a high priest, but a great high priest. His greatness has been emphasized in chapter 1 and 2 and so on, showing us that Jesus is incredible. He is superior to Moses, to the angels, and so forth. He has now, he says, gone through the heavens. Interesting question here, the heavens, plural, what does this really mean? And perhaps this emphasizes his superiority to the priests of the Old Covenant, the Aaronic priests who could only go into the most holy place, but he's gone through the heavens. And does this imply there are different layers of heavens? 2 Corinthians 12, verse 2, the man who's caught up in the third heaven. 1 Kings 8, 27, will God really dwell on earth? The heavens, even the highest heaven, cannot contain you. Seems to imply more than one level or layer. Jesus, it seems, got right through to the innermost layer where God dwells. Ephesians 4, verse 10. He who descended is the very one who ascended higher than all the heavens in order to fill the whole universe. Well, in the Old Testament, heavens is always plural, and there's no apparent grading of the layers there in the Old Testament. It's simply referring to the location as the dwelling of God. Perhaps rather than layers, the emphasis here is on the transcendence of Jesus, how he is beyond all things simply earthly. And he mentions here Jesus, the Son of God. This is the first time that he's called Son of God in the book of Hebrews. Seems to be combining here, the writer, the human and the divine elements of Jesus, because Jesus has to be both superior to us and able to help us if he's going to be what we need him to be. Jesus here is used as the name, his human name, which seems to be then emphasizing his humanity in this section, which will fit with verses 15 and 16 that we'll look at next time. As Son of God, he is unique as a high priest. And so what are we meant to take from this, that he is our great high priest, he's gone through the heavens, that he is Jesus, Son of God? He says, let us hold firmly, or perhaps translated, cling to the faith we profess. This is not something theoretical, it is something practical. A believer in Jesus does not just believe, he clings, he holds on to what he believes. We are not to just have it in our heads, but it's supposed to be something that's real and practical in our lives. Of course, this implication is that they are not clinging, holding on in the way that they should. Hebrews 10, 19 to 23 looks like an epilogue to this whole argument. We won't read all that right now, but it concludes with, "Let us hold unswervingly to the hope we profess, for he who promised is faithful." The command isn't passive. It's not hold on to what you've got, but to be active. In other words, we are not to just maintain our faith, but to advertise it, as they had done in the past. It's the faith we profess. Are we professing our faith? Are we professing our faith today? Wherever we go, at work, at home, amongst our friends, if we have this great high priest, if he has gone through the heavens, if he is Jesus, the Son of God, and we have this faith, let us hold firmly, cling to it, and profess it. Well, tomorrow we'll go on to verse 15. If you'd like to know more about our church work, you can find us at nwlcc.org. You can email me, if you like, malcolm.cox@iccmissions.org. And you'll find us in iTunes. If you just type in MCCX and look in the podcasts section, you'll find us there. Until the next time, I hope you have a wonderful day, and God bless.